This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
If I'm in a college play, you know, playing Captain Ahab on Moby Dick, I'm not really a captain.
I'm not really obsessed with the whale.
But I'm also not faking the rest of my life. Like, when I'm being an actor or saying a joke, saying, you know, that I want to marry Glenn Beck, like we were doing on the show, that's clearly joke time. But then when I read a Wall Street Journal article saying that they've got a grand jury impaneled against Trump, that's real. And I'm showing you the article. So again, they play these games hoping that their audience isn't paying attention.
It doesn't affect you emotionally.
No, it doesn't. It frustrates me that there's people this corrupt that would continue to organize themselves like this.
Seems to be more fuel for your fire. You know, it maybe doesn't upset you personally that people would say that about you, but it adds more grist to the mill. So
exactly. I want to go show where they're liars.
Right. And it just makes you even more determined. And this, I think, is the Trump instinct. It's the Breitbart instinct. It's this new populist, nationalist, fearless revolution against the cultural commissars.
Well, exactly. The cultural commissars.
So what we all have in common, as different as we all are, is that defiance and that determination.
Defiance is key, and leadership. Realizing we're promoting Magna Carta, Renaissance, 1776, what works. The big, sexy, big-titted hit that Robert Duvall talks about in Network. You know, we got a big-titted hit. I mean, America, freedom, thousands of choices of everything, incredible diversity, true liberalism, this mosaic of cultures coming together and the best coming out of each group and mixing together. That's true liberalism, not a bunch of weirdos managing all these groups and making them all neurotic and fighting with each other. That what sexy is America, is the diversity. And people go, oh, well, this wasn't diverse in America's history. Well, it was a lot more diverse than anybody else. That, you know, they come to the most diverse, transcendent group, knowing we have a conscience and knowing we're liberal, and then try to make us feel bad, going, oh, look, you did all these bad things. No one will go, oh, my God, we did those things. Instead of saying, you're the best there ever was. Let's take this to the next level.
This is a bit like...
I'm an American cultist. I'm a Renaissance cultist. I'm a cult member of freedom.
I like that.
I mean, I'm so liberal growing my whole life that I don't even think about what color somebody is or what their sexual preferences, what they're doing. It's what they actually produce, what they stand for, and how they treat me. I don't even look at it. I mean, I was growing up in Dallas, not even understanding that a group of racist black guys would come over and try to beat me up because I was white. I just thought those were mean black guys, or a group of redneck guys because, you know, they were a gang of white guys and I was with a hot girl would come up and try to beat me up. That's how humans act in gangs. Now through sociology, anthropology, psychology, I can look back and see what actually happened. But I was such a purist then of just being a human that I did not, as a tribalist, think that these were tribal groups attacking me, because to me they were just other humans. They were bad people, but I didn't see them for what color they were. Yeah. Only later did I see they were operating in a gang mentality. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You've had plenty of experience watching how the media operates to be skeptical of them. But I sense in you, in addition to that, a sort of deep antipathy toward authority figures in general. Perhaps a skepticism about people who think they know better than you do how you should live your life. Whether it's academics, journalists, Hollywood producers, you seem to have a sort of default position, and I share it with you, to be clear, I have the same thing. You have a default position of skepticism, and you tend to look for ulterior motives with any authority figure. And I share this with you. And I don't know why I am like that. But do you have any insight as to why you might be like that? Is there an event or a person in your life that might have made you that way? Because it's what's made you so interesting to watch, because you're always immediately looking, as any great journalist is, really, you know, you're always immediately looking for the story behind the story. When I watch InfoWars, what I see you doing is taking this and then, okay, but how did this come to pass? Who's responsible for this? What are the inner workings? You're always looking, you know, a couple of layers beyond the surface story.
Well, sure. Why are we being presented this?
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Roger Stone, sitting in for my good friend Alex Jones. You can catch the rest of that extraordinary interview between my friend Milo and Alex Jones by going to Milo's YouTube page or the InfoWars YouTube page. I know I want to see the rest of it. It is not lost on me that last week when he appeared here on InfoWars, my friend Milo wore a vintage, genuine Bill Clinton rape whistle. A true piece of art. This is an extraordinary time to be alive because we have seen the real Donald Trump, and I like what I see. You see, first the president very quickly put out an appropriate statement regarding the tragedy in Charlottesville. But that did not satisfy his critics. He denounced bigotry and hate, but you see, that was not sufficient. They demanded that he denounce specific groups, including white supremacists, of whom I do not know any. So I suspect this is a rather small but vocal group of haters. He did that, and then his critics wanted to know what took him so long. But the truth is, Donald Trump cannot please his critics. And then he finally, fed up, had that moment of truth where he said, wait a minute, there's plenty of blame to go around here. Those who expose, those who condone, those who perpetrate violence on the left, the most violent elements of the Black Lives Matter movement, for example, they are equally responsible for the climate in America. They are equally to be denounced and rejected, as violence is never a solution. Now, the more one examines the events of Charlottesville, anyone who's an experienced political operative who understands agitprop, things begin to seem quite fishy. I don't deny that there probably were a few neo-Nazis and Klansmen interspersed through the mob for authenticity. But all this has the absolute feel of an astroturf effort by the Soros ops. Jason Kessler, who appears to be the chief organizer, is identified now as a white supremacist, but not very long ago he was an ardent Obama supporter and working in the Occupy demonstrations. I still have my investigation underway, but others with key ties who are allegedly now Klansmen or skinheads or neo-Nazis have very strange recent activities of activism, I should say, on the political left. Then what are we to make of the Craigslist ad that was found in Charlottesville soliciting actors for an outside drama? This is beginning to be precisely what WikiLeaks showed us happened in the campaign, where George Soros and his ilk financed guerrilla operations and dirty tricks operations to foment violence at the Trump rallies so that Trump could be blamed for the violence. That's precisely what is going on in Charlottesville. And the president raises a good point. It's interesting because if you start by tearing down statues of Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis, George Washington was in fact a slaveholder. Do you tear his statue down, to which one black journalist I was reading to the other day said, yes, not going to happen. So let us now turn to the Trump White House, where the cabal of the generals, what I call the 7 days in May crew, is very much in control, where General H.R. McMaster, who looks amazingly to me like Don Rickles, by the way, is in an alliance with White House Chief John Kelly. Reminds me very much of General Alexander Haig. And they are believed to be allied with General Mad Dog Mattis, the first non-civilian defense secretary in modern times. This triumvirate, which is most internationalist and globalist in its own coloration, was responsible for the ouster of Anthony Scaramucci, in that case with the active assistant of presidential strategist Steve Bannon. Now, unfortunately, Scaramucci's real sin was access to the president. It's incumbent now on Kelly, who's attempting to crack down, to control all information in and out to the president, or to the point where Ivanka and Jared now must communicate through General Kelly, and neither one of them are allowed to meet with the president alone, nor can they just walk in to the president's office during, as was the case, during the chaos in which Reince Priebus was running the show. Therefore, you have now a dynamic in which the generals will seek to oust Steve Bannon. Now, I have been one who has defended Bannon against charges of anti-Semitism or bigotry or white supremacy. These are falsehoods. But I believe he's a spent volcano. He has not stepped up, first in the personnel process, not understanding that personnel is policy. He helped no other Trump loyalists get inside the White House walls. Now he finds himself facing the globalists alone. He also, unfortunately, was the prime mover in the appointment of Rex Tillerson as our Secretary of State. Steve Bannon knew that Tillerson's chief patron was Condoleezza Rice, and that Rice had recommended Tillerson face-to-face with the president in a meeting in New York. Yet, we pushed the appointment of Tillerson. Rice and the Romneyites now dominate the Trump State Department. The pressure to remove the Soros people from embassies across Eastern Europe is ignored in the Tillerson State Department. This is another example of what Steve Bannon has given us. I am deeply disappointed that he didn't tell the president that Joe Arpaio was being unfairly prosecuted, and that prosecution should be halted. Steve Bannon, who came up with a higher tax proposal, which Larry Kudlow and the other growth experts said would be a disaster for the Trump economic revolution. So it is not that I do not have affection for Mr. Bannon and his roguish style. I named him as one of the worst-dressed people in the world in my 2015 Mr. Stone's best and worst dressed list. Steve wore it like a badge, showing his friends. The man does, in fact, dress like a hobo. But I think the point here is that the generals will now take Stephen Bannon out, regardless of what Roger Stone thinks one way or another, for the same reason that Scaramucci had to be removed. It's because of Steve's independent access to the president. The generals, the 7 days in May crowd, those who are closely aligned with individuals like Robert Mueller and James Comey and the permanent Washington two-party duopoly establishment, still have, in essence, a slow-motion coup afoot. The idea here is to seize control of all information, render the president impotent, and set him up for a takedown by the Lord High Executioner of the establishment. That's what's really going on in Washington. I do want to take a moment to talk to you about the fact that we need your support to keep these kind of breaking news stories front and center here at InfoWars. Looking at the most recent specials is really extraordinary. You've got these BuzzFeed specials, which is built around the whole concept of 1776. You're looking at Brain Force, right now on sale for $17.76. This is the next generation of advanced neural activity supplement. This is getting hundreds of five-star ratings. This is one of the better products that my friends tell me about. You also have Survival Shield X2. This is based on 200 million year old salt solutions that are found 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. This is an excellent product, and again, 1776. If you want to find out why you need vitamin B12 and what it can do for you, the InfoWars Life Secret 12 is now also 1776. This has thousands of favorable reviews, and I highly recommend it. Remember, folks, that we don't have a George Soros in the background writing big checks. We don't have huge grants from the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Mellon Foundation. We can only depend on you. And we need you to help us use the free enterprise system and our deep belief in commerce and trade to give us the support we need for the expansion that Alex Jones has planned. New shows, new commentators, some of the best breaking news sources now in the nation's capital will be here at InfoWars, but that kind of build-out is not cheap. So please go to the BuzzFeed special list at the InfoWars store and look at the 1776 specials. These are crucial to move this product to help us finance the expansion that Alex Jones knows will make InfoWars even better. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. And like you, I'm intently watching the drama that is going forward in Washington. I have recently been approached by the lawyers for the House Intelligence Committee, and we are tentatively focused on testimony on September 26th. The terms of that are not yet set, but I am anxious to help clear the air on the Russian collusion delusion. The truth is that there was collusion by a foreign nation in our most recent presidential election. That would be the nation of Ukraine. Ukraine was illegally helping Hillary Clinton. Ukrainian intelligence was forging documents to smear Paul Manafort, even though prosecutors in Ukraine admit today that he has done nothing wrong or illegal in the country. But now we learn that these very same Ukrainians have sold missile technology to the North Koreans to make their weapons more accurate and more stable. So, in other words, Hillary Clinton colluded with the Ukrainians to steal this election. Later in the week, I'll be talking to... I have Lee Stranahan will join me to lay out in chapter and verse what exactly is going on in terms of the lack of public focus and investigation into the illegal activities between the Ukrainians and the Clinton campaign. Unlike the Russian claims, here there is enormous proof of said collusion. On the other hand, collusion with foreign elections is of foreign countries abroad is not unheard of. We interfered in the Russian election, spending money and agitprop in order to elect Boris Yeltsin. Yet, to this day, not a scintilla, not a shred of evidence of improper conduct by anyone in the Trump campaign involving the Russians has been proven. The meetings between Donald Trump Jr. and a growing cast of Russians seems to be a Keystone Cops drama, but there's no violation of the law there. Nothing of value exchanges hands. There are many questions about how the woman Russian lawyer even got into the country without a visa. Why would the FBI help her do so? And then there is the question of why she's pictured at a Hillary Clinton rally, and then later again at a in the office of Senator John McCain. No, Russia is falling flat as a pancake for the left. So now they are shifting to their second favorite attack vehicle, race. Now, that is unfortunate, but I think you're going to find that the country agrees with the president when it comes to condemning hateful demonstrators, protesters, or thugs of the left, and they must be denounced just as much as those rabble-rousers on the right. Please do me a favor, folks, and help us here stay ahead of the news curve. Help us with our expansion. Hit the Infowars.com store. You've got this 1776 sale on, which is extraordinary. We're talking about Brain Force Plus. We're talking about Survival Shield X2. You're talking about Bio True Selenium. You've got the new Super Blue mouthwash. My grandson loves this. 1776. Silver Bullet. Talk up that immune system.
$9.95, 66% off. You won't see these prices again for a while, and some of these products really are first rate. I've used many of them. They're popular in the Stone household. You know, I used to go to the local GNC until I figured out that the quality of the InfoWars store is really first rate. Alex Jones, his people don't put anything up for sale on the site which isn't carefully tested to be the best of its genre. So, sure, you can find, male products, let us say, in the drugstore, but you will not have this quality. Help us save America, help yourself, go to the InfoWars.com store. I'm Roger Stone, and we'll be back shortly.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America. Let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger.
Roger Stone. I had the honor of going to Atlanta last weekend for a MAGA Dixie rally sponsored by Citizens for Trump. And I can say without any question that, and polls reflect this, support for the president is at an all-time high, and the intensity of his support among his supporters not only has not lost any of its luster, as it has with Hillary Clinton, if anything, the president is stronger among Republican primary voters than at any time I have seen an incumbent Republican presidency. That said, I was really heartened by the extraordinary turnout for the MAGA rally and the fighting spirit of those who attended. And you can see my pretty fiery speech, an attack on the deep state, by going to stonecoldtruth.com. I think it's worth your while. While I was in Atlanta, I had the opportunity to endorse the candidacy of Senator Michael Williams, who I believe will be joining us shortly. Now, I am going to work for Republican candidates in the 2018 cycle. I'm going to go out and support those who support the president, not the country club establishment Republican types who have cut and run on the question of health care, who don't want a corporate income tax cut as large as the president. I think the only way the president can survive his battle with the Congress is to run against both parties, to make it clear to the people that he has put forward an aggressive and dynamic program for economic growth. But the two-party duopoly, the Republicans and Democrats working together, have thwarted that plan. You see, maybe it's Trump triangulation, but he will do himself no good by endorsing the establishment reelection candidacy of candidates like Senator Luther Strange. Nor should he listen to the party leaders who will tell him that primaries are divisive. Donald Trump is not a career politician, and he doesn't have career politician views or rules. I would argue that he should target a selected group of incumbents who have been recalcitrant about supporting his program and take the fight right to the Republican establishment. If he takes a few scalps, if he wins a few preliminary victories, believe me, Senator Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan will wet their pants. And now I believe we have solved our technical problems, and we are pleased to have join us a gentleman who I think will be the next governor of Georgia, Senator Michael Williams. Welcome to InfoWars.
Well, thank you, Roger. It's a pleasure to be here with everybody.
I really want to tell people why I made the trek to Norcross, Georgia, to say a few words on your behalf. And no, I am not a paid consultant or strategist in your campaign. I'm a free agent, and I'm going to help those who helped the president. So not only are you a comrade in arms from the Trump campaign, I know an early supporter long before many in the establishment realized his candidacy was real. But in many ways, you remind me of the president. You didn't come to the state Senate from politics. You came from business. You didn't come from a political background. You came from an entrepreneurial background. And I think many people don't know this. It was only when Obamacare threatened to destroy your business that you made the decision to make the sacrifice with small children, but get into politics and see if you can make a difference. And that's really why I went to Georgia and why I'm proud to endorse your candidacy.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Roger. I was the first elected official here in Georgia to come out and support the president in September of 2015. In fact, when he had his first rally in Norcross in October of that month, I was one of the only candidate or the only elected official that spoke at his rally. Also, you touched on it. I'm not a career politician. I'm a business guy. I'm a CPA by trade. Used to own 18 barbershops called Sport Clips Haircuts. Had 160 employees. Was taking care of my employees. They were loving their jobs. And Obamacare came in. And I was just sick and tired of continually fighting the government. I spent so much of my time dealing with the red tape and fighting government that I ended up selling it and decided, you know what, I'm fed up with career politicians that say one thing, get elected, and instead of doing what they promised the voters, they do what the people that finance their campaigns want them to do. They follow the lobbyists, the special interests, big corporate, in doing their bidding. So I figured, you know, I just can't complain about it anymore. I've got to go out there and do it myself. So I put about $300,000 into my first campaign, went out there, and to be honest with you, we kicked the ass of the incumbent. He got his butt beat by 64%, 34%.
You have an amazing and dynamic career so far. You know, something that Anthony Scaramucci, the former White House aide, said last week on his ABC interview is very true. Those in the political class don't want those from the entrepreneurial business class in the game. People who have had to make a profit, meet a payroll, or pay their taxes. You know, it's a zero-sum game for these career politicians. It's all about getting reelected, being non-controversial, keeping your head down, and, as you know, with gerrymandering, appealing to the most partisan nature of their constituencies. You have an experience as a manager, and the race here is about governor. Governors need to run things, and I get the sense that you would run a tight ship. Now, they say you're a dark horse. They say you're the long shot. But I can tell you, it is not the candidate with the most money who wins. It is not the candidate with the most establishment endorsements. How do you think your campaign is going?
I think our campaign is going fantastic, and you're absolutely right. They consider us a dark horse, that we're kind of the long shot, but they said that about Donald Trump, too. They said that he would never win. He could never beat Jeb Bush and some of the other establishment candidates. When he became the Republican nominee, they said he could never beat Hillary Clinton. But we saw what happened. Donald Trump won. The people in this country, in this state as well, are sick and tired of the career politicians that you said earlier. They rely on the money train that is taxes. They go into our pockets every single quarter, every single month, and take our money from us by force. I was sitting in a budget meeting, the very first budget meeting I was as a state senator, and they had this chart up on the wall that was a graph of what they call revenue. Again, what it is it's taxation. And they're all patting themselves on the back because they had collected more revenue. I was sitting there thinking, oh, my goodness, these guys don't know what they're talking about. This is not revenue. This is taking our money by force. There is no product they're selling. They're taking it from us. And then what they do with it, it's astounding. Again, like I said, I'm a CPA. I actually enjoy reading audit reports and financial statements. I've been diving into the books here in the state of Georgia, and we waste billions of dollars every single year. It's mind-numbing, the amount of money that we waste. And again, the career politicians, they don't care. As long as they get the support of the lobbyists, the special interests, they'll dole out our money all day long. We see that with tax credits and all kind of other programs that we have here in the state of Georgia. Again, that benefit a select few people, not the people of Georgia.
You know, it's funny you mention it because your chief opponent, Casey Cagle, reminds me very much of Jeb Bush. You know, lots of money, but no votes. Here's a guy who's been in public office for 24 years straight, been on the public payroll since he was 28 years old, never created a job, never made a payroll, but more importantly, not much of a legislative record either. A classic go-along-to-get-along politician who secretly opposes pay raises for cops and firemen, for law enforcement, then publicly tries to pretend he was for it. It's the typical, you know, politician's two-step. I've seen this one before.
No, exactly, Roger. I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. He's been in office for a quarter of a century. Not only that, Republicans have controlled the state of Georgia for over a decade with the governor's office, the House, and the Senate. And we still have the highest state income tax in the Southeast. I think South Carolina has a little bit higher than us. Our budget has grown from $15 billion to $25 billion in the past 7 years. And again, to your point earlier, I had a bill this past legislative session where we were trying to give our law enforcement officers a pay raise. We have 3,200 law enforcement officers in the state of Georgia that are on food stamps. That is an embarrassment. He killed that in the Senate. Now, there's plenty of money to give to build stadiums and parking lots and all that kind of good stuff for the for big corporate out there. But where was the money for the law enforcement officers when they needed it? Again, having anybody supporting us with their lives on the line every single day, and they have to be on food stamps. Again, it's an embarrassment, and we need to do something about it. We need to, again, support the people of Georgia, not the career politicians and the establishment.
Now, Senator, here's a political question for you. Donald Trump's victory in the state of Georgia was by about 4 points. Certainly significant and solid, but I expected perhaps that it might have been a little bigger. If the election were held again tomorrow in Georgia, what would be the result?
I believe that he would win by a drastic margin right now, because the people here in Georgia, they love what our president is doing. They are seeing a man who is committed to bringing our country back, to making America great again, and he is fighting tooth and nail against the media. Yeah, on both sides, both the right and the left. I mean, to have a Senate right now that will not pass the repeal of Obama. Here, I depend on doing that. Again, it continues to add fuel to that fire that we are feeling, where we're just tired of these politicians that say one thing and do something else. So I don't know what the number would be, but I know he would win by a much larger margin, primarily because, again, I'm talking to people out there that say, you know, they are in support of their president. And also, he won 155 of 159 counties here in Georgia primary. So he has a strong base here in Georgia.
Well, we're going to be following your race very, very closely. It was my colleague Owen Scheuer here at InfoWars who first picked up on the Omar Navarro for Congress campaign against Maxine Waters. We're also going to be following Carla Spaulding, the Republican candidate against Deborah Wasserman Schultz in Fort Lauderdale. We're going to be watching your campaign for Georgia as well. I know this is an uphill, grassroots, hand-to-hand combat endeavor, but I have a feeling that you are on the right course, and we will welcome you back at InfoWars to give us kind of an update down the road.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And if I may, Roger, can I just direct everybody to our website? They can go to learn more about our campaign. It's williamsgeorgia.com. And like you said, we're relying on grassroots. I've already put a lot of money myself in the campaign. But anybody who wants to support the president here in Georgia, support his movement, I appreciate any donations y'all can throw our way. Again, it's williamsgeorgia.com. And thanks for having me on.
Great. There he is, folks. Fearless conservative Michael Williams, the new breed of Republican. We are back to tell you that this very day, the United States Cannabis Coalition, a bipartisan nonprofit, which is an ad hoc project of the U.S. Freedom Coalition, was launched. My co-partner in this endeavor is the trial lawyer from Orlando, John Morgan, who is widely and correctly credited with single-handedly passing the constitutional amendment in Florida that allows for the sale of medicinal marijuana. We simply call on the president, who courageously said that he would support the access of millions of Americans, including our veterans, to medicinal marijuana in the 29 states where it is legal. We simply call on the president to keep that pledge. We're deeply disturbed by grumblings that Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the White House Chief of Staff General Kelly are plotting a criminal crackdown in those states where there is a dichotomy between federal and state law. And, of course, the feds argue that marijuana is illegal. The Holderman memo, in essence a directive from the Attorney General under Barack Obama, that the feds would stand down where the states have legalized, is sound public policy and has worked well. Millions of Americans have been assisted, and thousands of jobs have been created, while millions more in revenue have been generated. More importantly, opioid deaths, opioid-related crimes, and all minor crimes are down. This is a bipartisan effort, folks, Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, progressives and libertarians, working together to persuade the president to keep his pledge regarding states' rights and the states' rights to self-determination on the question of marijuana. We also support a change from the Schedule 1 rating of marijuana so that doctors can prescribe it for their patients who would benefit. That will be in the news. And you can go to uscannabiscoalition.org for more information. This is a great time, folks, to tell you one more time that we here really are challenged by the tech left, who would frankly use manipulation of the algorithms and all these fake news computer games to limit our reach to you. That is why we are in a fight over free press and free expression, and why I need you to go to the InfoWars store now and take advantage of these 1776 specials. Yes, you'll be helping us, but you will also be helping yourself. More importantly, you'll be helping the fight for freedom, the fight against the upcoming coup, against our president, who is duly elected. No one else will keep you apprised of what's going on in the coup like we here at InfoWars. Working with my colleagues, we have the best sources into the inside track around the president. So help us with patronage by going to the InfoWars store now. Again, the 1776 specials. You will not see prices like this again soon. I thank you, and we will be back momentarily. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you very much. I'm Roger Stone. A little ZZ Top there. That's a lot of music for just three guys from Texas. Speaking of Texas, I'm headed to Austin to guest host for Alex Jones on Thursday and Friday of this week. And we're going to be laying out in greater detail the extraordinary evidence that proves Ukrainian collusion with Hillary Clinton's campaign and, shockingly, the Ukrainian role in now supplying deadly missile technology to North Korea. We also will be talking about the Deborah Wasserman Schultz IT scandal, which grows worse by the day. You see, it is not just that Deborah Wasserman Schultz badgered the Capitol Hill police chief to get the laptops seized in the investigation into the shady Pakistani Awan brothers. It's also that Wasserman Schultz, after she was formally notified of the investigation, changed the status of one of the brothers in the system from consultant to employee to guarantee his continued access to the U.S. House of Representatives computer system. This is, of course, completely in the view of many attorneys, makes her an accessory. Deborah Wasserman Schultz said last week that perhaps the Awan brothers who stole data and money are only being persecuted because of their Muslim faith. This is a race to watch because Deborah Wasserman Schultz will be opposed in the Democratic primary by a Bernie Sanders supporter, Tim Canova, and is likely to be opposed on the Republican side by an exceptional candidate, Carla Spaulding, who is a single mother of three, the holders of a master's degree, a former registered nurse who was a whistleblower who uncovered corruption at the Veterans Administration. A Navy veteran, Carla Spaulding will be the toughest candidate that Deborah Wasserman Schultz has ever faced. So we have an extraordinarily good amount of tough political analysis and reporting in the pipeline for the end of the week. And, of course, I will be working with Gary Heaven and David Knight and others to bring you immediate reports and analysis on the situation around the president. We are in perilous times. There is, as Anthony Scaramucci told us on ABC, a cadre around the president who seek to take him out. We will keep you abreast of the entire coup. Stay tuned here at InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone. Victory or death. Also, we are, I see, we are, I think it would be remiss not to talk for just a moment about that ABC interview. It is key that Scaramucci said three key things. One, he confirmed that there are those deep in the bowels of the White House whose job it is to, his words, eject the president. He criticized Steve Bannon, which I have spoken of earlier, but he expressed some support for H.R. McMaster. Let me be clear. My criticism of Steve Bannon does not mean that I am a fan of the globalist crowd around McMaster. So, Roger Stone, again, joining you at InfoWars, many thanks for joining us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer.